We're now joined by Auburn junior quarterback Bo Nix. I'll ask him to make an opening comment about his excitement for the season, and then we'll take your questions. Bo, as you head into the 2021 season, just what are you looking forward to getting back out onto the field?
Good afternoon, and War Eagle. I'm excited to be here today. I know there's a lot of people from Auburn that could be representing, and I'm just thankful on their behalf to be up here. We're excited going into the 2021 season. There's a lot of things going on that are new. But a lot of the basic things that we'll have at Auburn that will be tradition-like and we'll go back to normal. So we're excited to play in front of 85,000 people again and play in front of all the great atmospheres that we have all across the SEC and even other places. I know we get to go up to Penn State and play this year, which will be fun. And right now we're just looking forward to the Akron game and putting everything together and going out there and getting a win.
Thank you, Bo. If you have a question, Victoria Lawrence and Fuller have microphones. We're going to start over here, Bo, on our right-hand side along the near aisle.
Hey, Bo, this is Anthony Dasher from UJSports.com. I was just wondering if you had a chance yet to work with Demetrius Robinson, who just was transferring to Auburn, and kind of what's been your impression of him?
Well, you know what? He is finishing up graduating. So once he gets on campus and once he gets going, I'm excited to work with him. He's had some great experiences going from Cal to Georgia. And so now playing with us. And so he's been in the league. He knows how tough it is. He knows what it means to play in this this conference. So hopefully his experience will be a great thing for our receivers who, because of events that leading up to this, guys leaving and stuff like that, those guys will continue to gain experience. And so maybe he can help them bridge the gap. So I'm excited to meet him.
All right, we'll go over here in the left aisle of the center section.
Hey, Bo, Nick Kelly with the Montgomery Advertiser. Your coach, working with him as a former quarterback, what are some of the things that you guys are trying to do to help you take the next steps in your development? Like pre-snap was something that he mentioned at one point. What are some of the things you guys are working on to help you take that next step?
Absolutely. I think just coverage recognition and preparing for the defenses going into the game is extremely important for the pre-snap. Obviously, he talks all the time about operate and execute, which is the most important part of being a quarterback. Knowing a pre-snap will give you an idea of what they could be in, and so it can allow you to just adapt once the play starts, which most guys, most good quarterbacks are instinctive anyway, and so once the play starts, they just kind of roll with what they have, and they make things work. But understanding the pre-snap will get you out of many things, and it will tell you kind of what the defense is not in, which can help you as a quarterback. And all about the SEC is just processing information as fast as possible. And the quarterbacks that succeed process information, and they get the ball out where it needs to go.
Okay, we'll go in the center section along the right aisle.
Hey, Bo, Jordan Hill with the Black Auburn News. Sort of along those same lines, you know, we've talked during the spring when you were still just getting to know Coach Harsin, Coach Bobo. What areas of your game and the new offense do you feel like you made the most strides in since then and now with fall camp not too far away?
Yeah, so obviously a bunch of under center this year, and that's different, but I found that where I really enjoyed going under center. It provided a different vantage point, different way of seeing things. I feel like it literally got me closer to the ball, so I was closer to the defense. I can keep my eyes up the whole time, so no matter how much we're under center, that's a different dynamic to our offense, which I'm excited about. I learned a lot about being under center. I've never really been there in the past. And so for the moving forward, obviously the NFL guys are all a lot under center. So continue to do that. And obviously the different checks that they're asking me to do, I'm excited about because I feel like I can get us in the right play. And that's only for our advantage. And so we're always running a good play for the defense.
Okay, we're going to stay in the center section right in front of us. Bo?
Hey, Bo, TomGreenAle.com. I just wanted to ask you about NIL. Obviously, you announced that deal with Milo's early on in July 1st, and I know you had that quarterback coming up with your quarterback camp coming up with your family. I was just wondering what your approach has been kind of these last few weeks and what it's been like dealing with all that.
Yeah, so obviously we're all excited about the opportunity that NIL can bring, and we're thankful that they passed that law. Because it's beneficial for us to make things off our name, image, and likeness. I think it's valuable for each person on the team. The thing is that everybody can use it. It's not just cut for a certain amount of people. That everybody on the team, every collegiate sport can use it, which is fun. And it kind of starts us off quicker. It starts us as business people. It starts our career off faster. But obviously, I have done a few things, and obviously the quarterback camp coming up next week. My dad and I, we've always had ideas of creating our own quarterback camp and doing things like that to give back to the community. It's at Pennsylvania Valley High School where I went to high school, so it's just a chance to go back and to pour into the lives of the community and just do what we love doing, and that's being around the football. And so we're excited for that. It's next Wednesday, so it's come pretty fast, and obviously we've tried to do it before the season. But just opportunities like that that are out there for us as athletes, I think that's the biggest thing for us, and it's just for us to capitalize on it and make the most out of the opportunity.
Bo, we're going to go over here to Philip on the second row on our right. Okay.
Oh, thanks. Bo, you've had an interesting ride at Auburn so far. What have you learned from the criticism and from winning the big games and the difference between those two things, and how have you learned to deal with it?
You know, that's a great question. That's an honest question. So I appreciate that. But the biggest thing that I've learned is that no matter what you do in life, you could do, you could be the most influential influential person in the country. You could change so many lives, but there's always going to be that one person, more than one person that doesn't like what you're doing or disagrees or thinks you could do something better. So in high school, you don't really go through that kind of stuff. And usually everybody is nice to you and they're your fans, and so you don't really have to go through that. Maybe you'll go through some rival schools that'll talk mean to you, but that's just fun of being in high school. Now in college, I feel like no matter what side you're on, you could get bad-mouthed and criticized, which it goes with the territory. I knew coming to Auburn what I was going to face. I knew it was going to be difficult. You have to deal with certain fans across the state. And so each and every time, every moment of criticism, you just got to reflect on where you are and what I'm doing. I'm just thankful to be at Auburn, to be the quarterback here. And that's a very, it's a very great position to be in. I know there's a lot of people that would like to be there, and I'm just thankful for that opportunity. I'm thankful for what the Lord's done in my life. And at the same time, I know whose I am, and that's important. I know that Jesus Christ died for me, and no matter what happens, that I can always go to him in a time of need. And I've gotten closer with him throughout my college experience, and because as a freshman, when you're young, you're 19 years old, you have 40-year-old men talking bad about you. It's just it's a different perspective, and it's one that you just have to look back and realize that the world is bigger than football, and so much is going to happen outside of it. And tomorrow the sun will come up, and especially after games, I can get up and I can go to church and kind of reset my life and know that no matter what happens, football will end one day, and it's just all about what kind of impact I can have on the lives of others.
Bo, we'll go over here to our left, third row.
Hey, Bo. Nathan King, 24/7 Sports. Kind of similar to Philip's question about how you've grown over the few years at Auburn. In terms of your gameplay, where are you right now as a quarterback in comparison to where you thought you would be, and what do you still want to accomplish in terms of your skill set at the position before you graduate?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. Obviously, I've been in a few different offenses. This will be my third different offense coordinator, but it's exciting because I've gotten to learn and grow so much with each individual coach. And I knew coming in, my dad was a college coach, so I knew coaches would come and go, but obviously Auburn is there to stay. And so I chose Auburn because I wanted to go and grow as a person and just grow as a player. And I knew Auburn would do that for me. So the past few years, really in my college career, I've grown a lot, and I've grown in ways that I didn't even know I could grow. And one of the main ones is just how tighter windows and how the difference of high school and college, how the speed of the game is so much different. So going into year three, I've seen a lot of football. I've seen a lot of defenses. I've played against some of the top defense coordinators, top defenses in the country. And that's continued to just add up and build to where now I feel as confident as I ever have been. I can get back there and get set, know where to go with the ball. I feel like this offense, Coach Bobo, has done a great job of when you get this, you're going here. When you get this coverage, you're going here. And this is your answers for all this. So this offense, we have a bunch of answers that I'm really looking forward to. And I know where I'm going with the ball. And we're doing different protections and we're doing different formations, just very multiple as an offense, to where maybe we can get an advantage over defenses and we can keep the defense on their heels. And I can continue to play fast, put us in the right play, and make those throws that will separate quarterbacks from the college level to the pro level.
Okay, we'll go right down front here in third row.
Hey, Bo. Tony Sakalas, Bama Insider. Kind of a two-parter right here. First of all, Tony Fair posted on social media that he's coming to take the head off the elephant. I just wanted to know what your, I guess, reaction to that remark was. And also, do you have a little bit more confidence going into the Iron Bowl now that it's coming back to Auburn this year? You guys have had a lot of success with that game when it's at home in recent years as well.
Well, first of all, I had a lot of confidence going into Tuscaloosa last year. I don't think the location changed my confidence or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I was probably more excited to go to Tuscaloosa just because of how hard it was going to be and how difficult it was going to be. And another thing, Tony, he transferred into us, and that quote, obviously it's a confident quote, but I hope he's coming to take the head off the elephant. I hope he's not coming to get the head taken off the tiger. So that's really important. But I think that actually I like the quote. I think it's important because we're not scared of Alabama. I know that a lot of people want us to be scared, but we're really not. And they had a great team last year. They beat us last year head-to-head. They beat us pretty bad, but that game was close at the beginning, and it was honestly closer than they had played. And there at the end, they just did what they do, and they obviously they had a great team, so they continued to just build on that. But I'm excited. I'm happy you said that, because everybody at Auburn should come in with the mindset of beating Alabama. And that's just important to us. It's important to me. Obviously, I understand how it is beating them in 2019, and we have a lot of guys on our team that's beating them. So moving forward, especially this year, having it back home, obviously it is exciting to play the Iron Bowl in Jordan-Hare Stadium. It's going to be one of the biggest, loudest games of the year. It always is. And so we're just excited. And I think there's a mutual respect between Auburn and Alabama. I think they know that they're going to Alabama to beat Auburn, and we are going to Auburn to beat Alabama. And both games, or all the games, are always respectful. It's fair, and both sides appreciate the other for what they have to go through. But for Auburn, we are here to win those big games and to take the head off the elephant.
Okay, we got time for two more. We're going to start right here in the center section. Go ahead and get a microphone, Lawrence.
Bo, what parts of your game do you feel like that you haven't been able to display that maybe you can this season? And what traits of the offense with Mike Bobo and some of your new coaches do you like the most?
I really feel like I can. I've shown it and done it in the past. I know I can do it. I just got to continue to do it. That's making tough throws from the pocket. Obviously, I do a good job of seeing coverages and knowing where the ball's supposed to be. Sometimes I just got to pull the trigger and make those tighter throws. And if they're picked, they're picked. But if not, at least I knew I tried it, and at least I knew that was where I was supposed to go with the ball. I think sometimes as quarterbacks we get gun-shy because of maybe not turning the ball over or anything. But if you look at all the great quarterbacks, they threw some picks, and they tried to thread the needle a little bit. That's what made him good. That's what made him successful. Peyton Manning led the league his rookie year in interceptions, and he's one of the best to ever play. And so that's just shows how he grew and what that he tried to take advantage of the opportunities that he was given. But one of the aspects of Coach Bobo's offense that I really like is how multiple it is, how different formations, different plays, a lot of different checks, a lot of combo plays, which will give us an advantage because the defense can line up and we can get in the right play. And then we can match up better against them.
Okay, we'll take one final one here on the left-hand side.
BojoGoodmanAL.com. What's the potential of Auburn's offense this season? You guys struggled last year.
Yeah, at times we had really good time last year. And at other times we were just a few first downs away from having different outcomes of the game. So if you look at last year, we could have been 8-2, 9-1, realistically. But things just didn't go our way at times, and we ended up losing a few games. So this year, just excited to be around different coaching staff, And I'm excited to do different things and to have a different offense that maybe won't be as like Coach Malzahn was at Auburn for a while. And so obviously over time, guys started playing well against him. And so now just refreshing and being able to do different things will give us an advantage.
All right, Bo, thank you for your time. Good luck this season.
Thank y'all so much, Warrior.